Hello and welcome to Boring Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie King, multimedia editor with The Driller. Today, we shine a spotlight on Dan Rao. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Valerie.
Yes, Dan is president and owner of Colorado Geothermal Drilling, located in Brighton, Colorado, and founded in 2005. The family-run business installs geothermal systems for residential and commercial customers across the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Colorado Spring areas. Dan, let's start with your core team. What role do you play in the family business versus your wife, Carrie, and brother, Nick? And how many employees do you have total?
So the family business that we started, I started it back in 2005. Actually, my father came out about 6 months later, and he came to work with me as well. So Doug now is semi-retired. Nick still works with me, and Carrie's my partner in the business. She's half owner of the company. She's really the, she takes care of all the marketing and a lot of the paperwork and stuff that I don't have time to do anymore. Nick, he's our field supervisor, and he takes care of leading the team out on the job site. And we've got currently it's about 6 employees.
Thank you. So as you just noted, the business was launched in 2005, just before the historic recession, as we can all remember. What was that like, and how has the company evolved over the years?
Starting at that time, kind of did a few things. We've grown the business slowly over the past 15, 16 years. Honestly, when the recession hit, it changed where we were doing jobs and what we were doing. We did start out with more new construction. It led into, honestly, at that point, 2008, 2009, led into a lot of retrofit work. So yeah, a lot of people were not building. So we changed furnaces and air conditioners over to geothermal systems at that point. But you know, the biggest thing, probably we were trying to grow the company. We went to the bank at one point trying to buy another piece of equipment, and they weren't interested in the construction industry at all. But fortunately, we were able to continue to grow anyway.
So my next question, I saw you have a degree in mechanical engineering and are a licensed professional engineer experienced in equipment design. How do those skills influence the services you offer?
Well, earlier than that, before I went to school, I grew up on a farm. So I was accustomed to equipment and hydraulics and all of that. Going to school and getting all that actual textbook information on hydraulics and machine design. And I even took one course in HVAC design, which wasn't my best class, but I've learned a lot about it since. And it really does help us with helping our clients and making sure our processes, just improving our processes.
I read that your setup allows you to access compact areas. Can you share the drilling equipment you use and an example of a project that involved a particularly compact working environment?
Sure. So when we started back in 2005, we actually did lease a drill rig, and it was a drill rig mounted on the front of a skid loader. Sam Vandermeer was the designer of that. And back then we were drilling smaller holes, not the same depth of what I wanted to be able to do. So we tweaked that design, and TEI out of Montrose, Colorado, we did work with them. They put together the drill for us, and we've been slightly modifying it for 15 years. But being able to take that skid loader and get it into backyards. We had one job in particular we did about 8 months ago. Small job in Denver. Their backyard area for us to drill was about 15 feet wide by 25 feet long. And the access was 7 feet wide to get our drill through there. So we had to sneak underneath utility lines and between a couple buildings in the backyard. But we were able to successfully drill 200-300 footers in that backyard for that homeowner, and he was thrilled.
Very nice. So keeping with the projects, of the more than 600 geothermal installation projects you've taken on so far, which would you say is the most memorable and why?
So at the end of 2016, the tax credits were going away. Right prior to that, we kind of understood that, and that was what was going to happen. There was a fairly large 288 unit apartment complex that was being built just about 5 miles to the east of where we live in Brighton, Colorado. We ended up landing that job. We drilled 124 holes out there, but we also did all the interior piping to connect 290 some heat pumps inside. And that was a great project to have at that time. It was work for the guys and it was work for us, and it just kept us going. But it also allowed us to design the mechanical rooms, the pump rooms, and it turned out to be a very nice project.
Yeah, that sounds very comprehensive. A big one for sure.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the importance of working not only with the homeowners and the business owners you serve, but the HVAC contractors, engineers, architects, and builders in achieving success?
The HVAC industry really is who we're here to serve. We can take the typical HVAC contractor, and they don't have to have a purge cart. They don't have to have fusion tools. They don't have to have anything to be able to install the geothermal system. They set the heat pump. They do the duct work. They do all the work that they normally do, minus putting in the furnace and air conditioner. And we can take care of everything else. We drill the loop field. We design the loop field. We can help them select the heat pumps. And then we do the purge of the system, and it's pretty much turnkey at that point for them, but it keeps them involved and it keeps us involved. And a lot of times we'll do the first job ever that an HVAC contractor has done. And it's just a repeat client. They'll call back the next time they have another client, and we'll take care of them again.
Very good. Now, last, what sources do you turn to for inspiration and education?
Honestly, when we designed our drill, it wasn't all my design. We did talk to an old driller, Bill Matthews, here in Colorado, and he'd been drilling for 40 years. And he was very blunt about what we needed. And he was a great mentor, as well as Sam Vandermeer. And some of the guys that have been doing this stuff for years and years, they'll tell you exactly what to do. And all you have to do is listen. I do listen to some entrepreneur podcasts as well.
Very good. Well, thank you, Dan, for your time and insight. Before we go, where can our listeners connect with you or learn more about Colorado Geothermal Drilling?
Sure. So our website, www.cogeothermal.com, as well as our Facebook page, our LinkedIn page, Instagram. My wife's done a very good job of putting a lot of things out there. I think we've even got a YouTube channel as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. For more drilling industry insights, listeners, you can visit our website, thedriller.com. You'll also find additional episodes of the show there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Boring Conversations and hit subscribe. Until next time, this has been Boring Conversations. Thank you for listening.